This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The Brewers back home tonight to open a three-game series against the Dodgers at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers staged a six-game sweep of L.A. during the regular season last year, only to see the Dodgers turn around and pull off a sweep in the National League Championship Series on their way to a World Series crown. Pat Murphy's Brewers won three straight entering play tonight.
I mean, we know how these series go. You know, you erase it and just keep going. It's not necessarily a game where they're going to ever be intimidated by guys. They don't even know most of our guys' names, you know what I mean? So they're never going to be intimidated by us, but we're not looking for that. We're looking for just turn around and play good again, and for us to, you know, it's a long season. So we're just looking to continue to improve any way we can.
One game in the National League Central last night, Pittsburgh down St. Louis 6-2. Midwest League, Wisconsin 14, Great Lakes 5, Beloit down Quad Cities 13-4. Montreal grabbing game one of the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals, 6-2 the final last night over Carolina. Former Badger Cole Caulfield scored the first goal of the night for the Canadiens.
We executed pretty well and, you know, used that to our advantage tonight. I don't think we were surprised by it. I think we were prepared, but you know, it's not going to get any easier than that, and you know, we know we got to be better next game.
NBA playoffs. Knicks roll to a 109-93 victory over Cleveland to go up 2-0 in that series with the Cavaliers. UW Oshkosh women's softball team fell to Belhaven University 5-1 in the first game of the NCAA Division III Super Regionals in Jackson, Mississippi. The second game, a must-win for the Titans, comes your way this afternoon. Legendary NASCAR driver Kyle Busch passed away yesterday at the age of 41. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.